Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos with the 16th mitzvah, the mitzvah of Hakel. The Rambam describes that the mitzvah of Hakel takes place Motzai Shviyas, meaning the year after Shemitah. So, for example, this year is a Shemitah year, so the following year, meaning in about roughly 8 months from now, after Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the mitzvah is that on the second day of Sukkot, the first day of Chol HaMoed in Israel, there is a mitzvah that all of the Jewish people, men, women, and even children, should all be gathered into the Beis HaMikdash's courtyard, into the Azara, and they should hear certain parshios, certain sections of the Torah from Sefer Devarim. And it was read by the king, it was read by the melech. And this whole ceremony, as well as the substance of the parshios that were read from Sefer Devarim, were supposed to inspire them and strengthen them to follow the mitzvahs of Hashem. I want to point out a couple of things. The first is the order of the mitzvahs. As we've said over previous weeks, the first block of mitzvahs, the first 10 or so, had to do with the fundamental belief in Hashem, the fundamental tenets of faith of believing in Hashem and what that means, what that entails. The second block emerges from the first, and all of those mitzvos in the second block, the next six or so, are based on mitzvos that are described in the parshios of Kriya Shema, that we say in Shema. So Shema includes the fundamental tenets of faith, so once we're discussing things that are mentioned in Shema, the Rambam then discusses other mitzvos that are also very important, that are also included in Shema. One of those mitzvos is Talmud Torah. So Rav Ilson, in his Shiurim on Sefer HaMitzvot, says that this next block of a few mitzvos have to do with things that are connected to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, which was also mentioned in Shema. So the mitzvah of Hakel is a communal mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It is a communal teaching of and learning of Torah. So that is why the mitzvah of Hakel follows all of the mitzvos in Shema. The second thing that I want to point out is the language of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. The text that we have in the classical translation is Yishetzivanu lahakil es ha'am kulo. The mitzvah that we were commanded is to gather the entire nation. Rav Kapach, in his translation of the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, the Sefer HaMitzvos was originally written in Arabic, so the Kapach translation, the much more modern one, he changes the word kulo to bichlalus. Not, it doesn't mean all, but rather the correct Hebrew translation is the entire spectrum of the nation. Meaning that unlike other mitzvos, which might be for Kohanim, or Levim, or Yisraelim, or men, or women, or children, etc., this mitzvah is supposed to include every single segment of Jewish society. Every single block and demographic group of Jewish society is supposed to be included. This is also reflected in the brachos that the king makes after reading. After reading the Torah, just like when we finish reading the Torah, we make brachos, so too the king also, when he finishes reading, like Hakel, he also makes brachos. The brachos that he makes make references to every single group in Jewish society. And the idea behind that is that this mitzvah is not just a learning experience, but it is to recreate, as it were, Har Sinai. It is to recreate the giving of the Torah, and additionally, it's also supposed to recreate Moshe at the time right before his death when he said Sefer HaDvarim for the first time. So just like then, every single group in Jewish society was present, as it says in the Parsha of Nitzavim, that every single group was there, so too it is important that every single group be present for the mitzvah of Hakel to remind each other that the Torah is a national enterprise. And mitzvah, keeping the mitzvahs and believing in Hashem, is also a national enterprise. The third point that I want to bring out from this mitzvah and with this we'll conclude, is whether it applies bizman hazeh, whether it applies in today's society. So, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, unfortunately. We also don't have a king. We do have Shemitah, but Shemitah is Midrabanan. So with all of those things going against it, do we still have a mitzvah hakel today? The short answer is that it's a machlokas. It depends on who you ask. There are those that say that, no, well, we have all these things going against it. We don't have a king. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. And we don't have a biblical observance of Shemitah. So we shouldn't have the mitzvah hakel. There are those that argue, however, that we have evidence from the Gemara that they even did hakel during the second Beis HaMikdash, when Shemitah also may have been only Midrabanan. So that takes care of the Shemitah issue. Another idea, the fact that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps you don't have to go all the way up to the Azara. Perhaps if you can't go to that place in the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps as long as you're near it, say by the Kotel, or maybe on a different part of Har HaBayis, of the Temple Mount, where Jews can still go. So there are those that say that we could do it by the Kotel. The final point, or the final issue, which I think the Rambam takes a position on, or the Rambam may take a position on, is the fact that there is no king. As we said before, the mitzvah is that the king is supposed to read the Torah. So what about nowadays when we don't have a king? Can the chief rabbi, for example, read the Torah? Will that be a fulfillment of the mitzvah? So the Minchas Chinuch says that if you look in the Rambam, it sounds like that there's not such a big deal about the king reading it. Because if you look in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah is that the Jewish community has to be gathered and has to listen. And then the Rambam says, if you want the details of what's supposed to be read and who's supposed to read it, look somewhere else in the Gemara. But the main thrust of the mitzvah, the Rambam says, is that the Jewish people are supposed to be gathered and to listen to the Torah being read to them. Similarly, in the Rambam's Yad HaChazaka, in the Rambam's Book of Halacha, when he mentions Hakel, he says once again that the mitzvah is that all of the Jewish people are supposed to be gathered on the second day of Sukkot, and they're supposed to listen to the Torah. And then it's only a few halachos later that the Rambam mentions, oh, by the way, the king is supposed to read it. And because the Rambam marginalizes it so much, the Minchas Chinuch argues that obviously the complete mitzvah fulfilled in the ideal way is supposed to be with the king, but if for whatever reason the king is not present, we can fulfill the mitzvah by having somebody else read it to everybody. There are those, though, that disagree. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he tries to prove that that can't be what the Rambam means. He argues that, no, the king is important, and what the Rambam means is that the primary mitzvah is that the Jewish people that's assembled doesn't actually have to hear it. They just have to be gathered, and they have to try to hear it. And if they don't hear every word, that's okay, because the mitzvah is not the Kriyas HaTorah per se, of listening to it, but rather it's the trying to listen, it's the experience. And one of the greatest proofs is that a young child that's, a year old, they can't understand it. And nevertheless, it's an obligation that they're supposed to be there. Why? It's because they're supposed to be part of the experience. So everybody, whether they can hear it or not, is supposed to try to be as part of the experience as much as possible. However, the king is supposed to read it, because that's what the Torah says. So Rav Moshe disagrees. So as I said, whether the mitzvah of Hakel applies nowadays is subject to a debate for several reasons. Perhaps one can infer from the Rambam that it might be still applicable today. However, that is far from clear. As we said, it's a machlokas between the Minchas Chinuch and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Either way, it is important to remember that we do have this institution of Hakel, and it's definitely something that we're longing for, to recreate Har Sinai, to recreate the covenant that Moshe made with the Jewish people before he died, and to remember that the Torah, even though there are mitzvot that apply to certain parts of the Jewish community, the entire enterprise of Torah and Shmiras HaMitzvot is not just an individual obligation, but rather it is a communal enterprise of doing the Ratzon of Hashem, of doing the will of Hashem. Have a wonderful week.